Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Now we're warm. We got that shit out of our system. Are we feeling good?
We just got it bubbling now.
You turned it on and now you want me to turn it off.
Yeah, I kind of do. Yeah.
You want me to take the? You don't want me to go full Ted Cruz.
I want the energy. I don't want the actual like.
You don't want the Ted Cruz.
Yeah. I want the energy. I don't want the racism and homophobia.
Exactly.
You guys started it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 304.
Yeah.
This is Jorge.
Buenos ding dong diddly dias. Yo soy Matty Ding Dongs.
This is Rhett.
What's up? How's it going? Let's get all the broiness out of the way. Let's get it out.
What up, dog?
Hey, yeah. What's up, homie?
What's up, little homie?
Pull up.
Little puppy eyes. You just learned about
puppy eyes.
You just learned about pulling up, fool.
I did.
Little Joker.
Look, dude, it's not ride or die. It's ride. And die.
No, it's ride or die. We've been over this.
It's ride and die.
Yeah. It's ride or die.
Totally ride and die.
Total. If you hear this, comment on any social media and let us know whether it's ride and die or ride or die.
That's what I'm not going to follow.
Yeah,
because it's on all the social media. That's exactly the opposite point of view.
That's where I'm not going to listen to everybody telling me that I'm wrong.
Right. How's it going, fellas? How you doing?
That's you.
That is me. I'm going to use the phrase I want to use, which to most people that
is problematic.
Is problematic because they think Fast and Furious is gospel, and it's not. It's not. That's the thing.
I'm pretty sure that was out long before Fast
and Furious. See, Red, but Red it got appropriated it. By shit kickers and Fast and Furious.
Red so thinks it's over. The last time it was mentioned is the first time it was mentioned.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like they had that shit back in like got appropriated by
bootlicking shit kickers.
I'm pretty sure Shakespeare said it, dude.
Yeah. Thou ridest or thou diest.
I shall ride and die with you, is what he said. He said,
I shall ride or die with thee. That's what it was.
Right.
That's a direct quote.
Right.
That's tight. How's it going, guys? It's been a while.
Hiya.
We recorded not long ago. We did a virtual recording last.
Which are always, they're always a little bit problematic. Yeah. They're always a little bit low energy just because of the fact that we're not here looking at each other. But we did have Chris and Chris episodes
fun
are
of Rhett, so
always
that
fun.
Was always good.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's to be expected.
Yeah.
Yeah. He puts words gooder than me, so it's fun that way.
It's true. Your head movies are all fucked.
Yeah. My brain movies make my eyes rain. But yeah.
Is he going to come back for Little Monsters?
I think he says so.
He says so, and we're all going to be fully vaccinated by then.
Yep. I can't wait to trash Little Monsters where you guys.
Just right in front of him.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, when I was a kid. Not since I was a kid.
It's been a long time.
I remember, I'm
going to hate it.
I remember actually not liking it very much in the theater as a kid.
As a child, you're like,
I was kind of bored.
He's like, this is unrealistic.
No, I wasn't. No, man, I liked Howard the Duck at that age.
The Duck is tight.
Right, but like this was like, I remember, we'll see how it goes.
You ever seen the video of how duck dicks work?
Dude, I was just trying to show Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
I was just trying to show her the video yesterday because she showed me this duck. This is how smooth I am. I came home from work and she showed me this picture of this duck with its little ducklings. And I'm like, let me show you this because I've talked to you about this before, but I haven't shown you. So I'm looking up on YouTube, duck sex. And she's like, duck sex? What are you doing? I'm like, I want to show you the fucking corkscrew thing. And she's like, I don't think I want to see that. And then like, I'm putting it on. And then, like, the girl's like, I will never look at one of these the same again about a corkscrew. She's all, no, I don't want to see that. And I'm like, well, it's like the other side of what you just showed me.
She's like, Rhett, we're having pasta salad for dinner.
She's like, can we not? My mom is here.
She's like, and I'm like, no, but I got kind of like, I had like a flashback to every other like situation like this in my life where I'm like, you know, I'm showing you the other side, like the real version of the what you showed me. And she's like, that's two totally different things. And then I almost lost it. I'm like, those are not different things. It's the same fucking thing.
Dude, I could.
It started with the corkscrew rape.
Now it's a whole new thing.
Not everybody wants to look behind
See, the curtain. I've known Rhett long enough that like a little thing like that can turn into an actual thing. And being on the other side of it, you're like,
oh! I've been through a few of those with him. I'm like, is he doing this just to fuck with me?
Or does, it's
like,
both. It's both. He isn't.
I really don't think those are the opposite thing, but I did get over it within, you know, very quickly.
Within reasonable time.
No,
before he left, he was like, okay.
I'm able to process it now and
yeah, laugh right. Exactly.
There's butt stuff forthcoming, so I can get over
all that corkscrew dick got him all fired up.
Well, that's why I want to watch it, right? I'm like, why don't you want to see this?
Right?
No, it is crazy.
Yeah, those weird twisty, turny, cavernous vaginas.
Well, and it just, no sex is consensual with the Duck Kingdom.
No.
They can't be. It's too violent and fast. It's just straight up.
What if they have a safe word?
I don't fucking, who knows? That's what I mean. They could be, could be how they do things.
Maybe ducks are freaks. Don't yuck their yum.
I just think it's another example, like our good friend, the Stout, where a thing looks very cute and it's like actually it's fucking terrifying and brutal. Like it's
just eats things brains all the time.
Disgusting creature.
Chunks just ate a fucking rat from the canyon, just left half the carcass there.
Oh dude.
It's metal as fuck, but then she puked up his guts.
Did I tell you about the first time that Ronnie had to fucking kill a mother possum?
Told me about it recently.
Okay, yeah. It happened again.
I heard about it when you went to work.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it happened again. Dude, fucking Dashy, man. She is the fucking possum terminator, dude.
Yeah.
And she leaves all these goddamn baby possums motherless. It's crazy.
Dude, yeah. Nature's fucking metal. Nature is
You have mentioned that before, and that sucks.
It's the second time that she's had to do it, dude.
But she's such a sweet dog.
Unless you're a possum.
True. That's what I mean about how different things are than the human psyche. Because it's like, how can you be capable of such a broad range of, there's brutality and so sweet. And the dog's like, what? Like, I am dog.
Even watching Bird with Jushin over the last like week, she went from having that impulse
You have got to with these fucking animal names, bro. You could what? Be, you're talking a foreign language at me now.
Yeah, what, Jushin Thunder Liger?
It reminds me of my buddy's brother when he had a kid. He named him Reslige. Do you remember that shit?
No.
I swear to God, man.
Reslige?
Reslige. There may be one or two people listening who know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's what? And I'm not trying to, I'm just saying it's.
You're
it's,
not trying to out anybody, but.
No, it's unfortunate. Damn, it's not dumb. It's not necessary to name your son Reslige, but he did. But what's the name of this cat?
Jushin Thunder Liger.
It's very similar. Except this cat doesn't have to get a job and shit.
Yeah.
Right.
And Jushin Thunder Liger.
It's not going to get beat up in fucking third grade.
Jushin Thunder Liger was a very famous professional wrestler. And I can call him Jushin. I can call him Liger. I can call him Thunder Liger. I can call him Juicy Fruit. I can call him Juice Box.
And I don't know why you couldn't name your kid something normal like Rhett. You know what I mean?
Or like Micah or Quinn.
With an H and two T's.
Fucking A.
Rheth.
Rheth has a better ring to it, actually.
Yeah.
It does, man. It does roll off the tongue.
Yeah.
Rheth.
Rheth Creel.
Damn.
There you go. They fucked up. The T is like a fucking punctuation.
Added to the list of things your parents fucked up. I mean, my God.
Yeah.
Man, that face.
This face is... It's going to be good.
It's good.
I got an appointment for Western Dental. It's gonna be dope.
Tight.
You just wait.
Let's talk about that after this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, can I get your help?
Well,
can you suck me?
I don't want you to go to Western Dental.
Oh, really?
That's the first thing.
He'll suck.
Okay.
But we'll talk about it after.
Okay, do you take Anthem Blue Cross, dude?
Do I?
Yeah, dude. In your little van?
For his advice.
I'll go in his van and he's like fucking Steve Martin in Little Shop of Horrors.
That'd be great.
That would be great.
Oh, anything new, Matthew?
No, nothing at all. Just do a little bit of traveling, you know.
Uh-oh.
That's pretty much it. Just traveled, playing Binding of Isaac. Watching the best years of my life pass me by.
Deja vu. This is, isn't it exactly basically what you said last week?
Did I? I don't know.
I don't think he said anything about traveling, but he did mention The Binding of Isaac.
Yeah, because that's all I've been doing is playing Binding of Isaac.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Ronnie and I started playing co-op stuff, and it's real fucking good.
I've been watching Workaholics a bunch lately. That's pretty fun. Watching a lot of Seinfeld again. Just been like fucking mainlining.
I think you need to get back to work.
I'm bored as fuck. You need to get back to work. I'm so goddamn bored. It's insane. I have no drive to do literally anything. Maybe it's like terrible.
Is there something you could do for a side gig? So we, I mean,
nothing. Any income I make fucks with everything. Yeah, your boy needs a hobby. I need something to fill my time because this ain't it.
I mean, you've got you could do archery in your backyard. Wow. Okay. What about you, dude?
Well. Welp, I happen to love certain old white bitches like a brother, personally. So, but that makes no sense. But it happens. But I've been working my ass off, and I keep thinking like, okay, I've adjusted to the workload. It can't get more, and it gets, and it more. Gets
more.
And then I adjust to it. And I'm like, God damn. And then like, now I've been hitting the gym regularly again. And I'm like, dude, you're doing it. You're doing it. And then you know what happens?
It cranks up another level.
Well, it cranks up another level. And then I go to bed last night at 10:30 PM, which is like, no.
No.
And then like, you know, Sophia's like, well, look at you. You're ready to go to bed and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
An old white bitch.
And I'm like, yeah, it's a fucking damn shame. You know, and there's
so much night to be done with.
She doesn't know that I'm serious. It's like, I don't want this like this. However, I got up earlier and did the certain things that I would have done late at night. And so when I'm about 40, I'm getting to see the value of that. However, I do want to fucking stay up late tonight. I just do.
I just got that feeling.
I just want to do it. But I've just been working a lot and just balancing, you know, trying to balance time and all that. But Sophia and I miss each other. We're not seeing each other as much as we were, but we're looking forward to our little vacation.
Your vacation, yes.
Oh, yes.
Our vacation in May. So, but yeah, man, otherwise doing pretty good.
Okay.
Hitting my marks. Sucking the dick.
Yeah.
There it is.
Figuratively speaking. Matt's like, you sure literally. Are.
Yeah.
No. Not anymore.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was going to say, you're done with that?
I can't.
All right. Well, you guys watch anything? Play anything? $5,400
bucks for George.
$15,000.
Nah.
I promise you. I'm
pretty
sure
it was $54,000 before. No, and
it's always been $15,000.
$54 bucks. George will suck your cock.
$54. That's all it takes.
Dollary dude.
I'll pay myself to suck my cock.
To suck your own cock.
Yeah.
There you go. No, I haven't watched shit. I watched Seinfeld and fucking
you.
I watched
cartoons.
A film called L.A. Confidential.
Of course you did.
Yes.
It's a fucking great movie.
Sure it is.
It's a great movie. It is a great movie.
It is. Sure it actually. Is.
Nope.
It's fucking great. Because Sophia and I kept talking Unhinged as we do.
Which is free on Amazon Prime now.
Yes. And so if you want to see Coffee Cup Smash Face, watch it on Amazon Prime. But yeah,
that's actually the name of Matt's new cat, Coffee Cup Smash Face.
That would be a fucking dude. Yeah,
it's a pretty rad name.
Yeah,
you got to think of the name you're gonna like yell down the street if you're
Coffee Cup.
Yeah,
I gotta
that's
give
fucking dope.
Coffee Cup.
I gotta give credit. Let's cite the source. The source of this particular one is a Patreon member named Hans. He said
Hans
it on
is the best.
He watched the film and said he needed more Coffee Cup Smash Face like immediately and watched it again. So. He came up with that. We watched a movie called We Don't Deserve Dogs, which is a brand new movie, exactly what it sounds like. But it's people's experience with canines all over the earth in different countries and cultures.
Mm-hmm,
and yeah, like it makes the case pretty fucking well. We really don't deserve dogs because if you're an animal lover, you'd really like the movie. It's beautifully shot. And yeah, it's a great fucking movie.
Okay.
It was a great documentary. We are seeing tomorrow, we are going to see a movie called In the Earth, which is Ben Wheatley's new movie. It's the guy who directed Kill List and A Field in England and High Rise.
Is that the one about the heist in the high rise?
No, that's Money Train.
Oh, that's Money Train.
With Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes when they play basketball.
Right. It's Maria Conchita Alonso.
He works at a bar. And he's in New Jack City.
Okay, got it.
And some motherfuckers like always try to ice skate uphill.
Yeah.
I did like Woody Harrelson in Scanner Darkly, though.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, and can so you, I'm looking forward
can
to
you
this
blush?
Can you blush? Did he say that?
It's from Blade.
Oh. Ugh. Steven Dorff?
No, it was Piper Posey said that. Fantastic line, I think.
Yeah, other than that, we literally just watched that documentary and that movie, and nothing else comes to mind. Looking forward to Mortal Kombat next week.
Hell yeah.
I say looking forward, but I am actually skeptical. The trailer wasn't, I wasn't like, I don't know from a trailer. I never know from a trailer, and I certainly didn't know from that one.
All right.
Because even if they do CGI blood spatter well, the movie's like 2 hours.
Okay. Could be good. We're going to watch Godzilla versus King Kong next week.
Yes, we are.
Officially, Jesse from Sale of Satan fucking hates that movie.
Really? I've heard nothing but good things so far.
He is not a fan. He's not a fan. So
Jesse was with me on Green Room when you fucking jabronis chose Ready or Not.
So. We also did not say Green Room was a bad movie.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
But you didn't say it was as good as Ready or Not.
That's true.
In fact, you said the opposite.
That is true.
So my jabroni statement stands.
My jabroni is solid.
Yeah. Hella solid. Rock hard.
Well, if I get to Jessup too, like he loved fucking Psycho Gorman, which we all liked.
Yeah.
And I loved parts of it. But that's like, I think he wants the lo-fi, you know, like if you read his post, like balls in your face, monkey balls in your face, dudes. And
he does want balls in his face.
And it's not going to, they're not going to do that with this. They're going to give you Hollow Earth and CGI. And maybe it's time. I don't know. I have to refrain from saying anymore.
You know what? I did watch a bit of that Pacific Rim anime. It's pretty good.
Is that
coming out
already?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's out. Alia watched the whole thing.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. I started watching another anime. I can't remember the name. It's like Domo Hidomo or something.
What did you just call me, dude?
It's hella gory. Basically, like, where it says
Allegory, also the name of my new cat.
Yeah, where it says TVMA, it basically says tits, blood, gore, which is tight. So that was pretty good too.
Okay. Oh, Pacific Rim, the black.
There you go.
It's official. Another season is coming. Wow,
it was good, pretty good. It was
good
pretty
for them.
Lots
good
of kaiju fights. Them.
Nice.
I mean, that's like the whole point of it.
We've continued to watch The Americans, which is uninteresting to most people. So there was a poster for Amadeus in the middle of it, and I was like, that's it. We're watching Amadeus this weekend.
There was a t-shirt for Amadeus in tonight's movie.
There was from a mime. And it's a couple years before the movie came out. It's because it was a Broadway fucking play. You saw that.
Yeah, I did.
This shit was dope.
Somebody did some research.
Somebody watched the movie, actually.
Yeah.
Dupe. All right. Any news we should get to, fellas?
I pulled up some stuff. I haven't really read it.
Yo, pull up. Pull up.
It's going to kind of go.
That was almost synchronicity, but we were just off just a little bit.
The offness makes it, it'll make it odder.
So,
why are they both pulling up?
Kevin Smith is selling his new horror movie, Kilroy Was Here, but he's selling it as an NFT that gives the buyer full ownership.
I'll be a total novice as usual with most things.
Am I the only one that thinks these NFTs are fucking stupid?
What the fuck's an NFT?
So it's a non-fungible token.
It's basically a single. It's like a single dose digital
piece of shit.
It's a file. You can have a picture or like a little video or whatever, and it's basically like. So you know the fucking video that you love of that guy counting 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I love it.
So basically, you could buy that, and then you'll own.
Oh, I heard thing. About this. A guy did this with one of his tweets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because this is the thing.
You can own that thing, but then somebody else can just go and download the thing that you spent $6 million to own.
To answer your question, I get what you're saying, but ultimately, and this is where the philosophy comes in, bro, it's ultimately no stupider than owning anything because.
But I mean,
especially intellectual property.
It is, because like the guy that bought that fucking one Wu-Tang album, there's one of those in existence. So it's
Martin
Shkreli.
The ownership is based on high in demand.
Okay, but this, some guy buys a fucking GIF of Nyan Cat And then it's like, okay, like I own Nya Cat. It's like, cool. I have it on my phone.
Yeah,
and
but
on
you
here.
Wouldn't have it.
Well, there's like virtual.
No, but you would.
There's like, virtual the real estate also. There's stuff like too where people have like for online gaming, you know, they bought real estate in the game world.
For like Second Life.
All that kind of shit. And so I think it's an extension of the same principle.
With the NFT, the philosophy is that you're the only one that's given that file. So
yeah, you're the only one that's given it, but it's like, okay, like there's only one person in the world that owns this fucking WWE was doing it, like where they were doing stuff from Undertaker and Mankind's like Hell in a Cell match. And they're like, you can buy the NFT of him throwing him off the cage. And it's like, okay, well, so one guy will be able to say, I own this footage, but literally everyone else is out there using it. And I think WWE would still technically own that footage. So if it pops up on YouTube, that guy wouldn't be able to sue and get like, you know, the copyright rights.
I don't think it's about copyright arts, rights. I think it's about owning a singular piece of digital
media. It's just about bragging rights. It's dumb.
What's owning anything else? Like I own artwork from several artists and
exactly.
I'm like,
and you can get an exact replica, but it's not the one.
Right. No, but that's,
you can take a screenshot, but it's not
right,
the original.
But that's the thing is like, so that thing poster that Scarecrow Evan did right there. It's like he prints out like a million of them, but number one in the series, it's like, okay, well, this is number one. This
Same
is
thing.
The special
it's still
one.
Symbolic.
But yeah, that's the thing. It's just symbolic. So it doesn't make it any
all of it is.
Yeah. It doesn't make it any more rare, which I don't understand.
Because
anyway,
all of it
you
is,
can own
shit
Kevin
exists.
Smith's shitty new horror movie and you could be the one to fully own it if you buy it as an NFT. So there's that. So if you want to own a assumedly terrible,
it's gonna be terrible.
Yeah,
I would. What was, in your opinion, the last good Kevin Smith movie? God, man, look.
And if you say Tusk, you're a liar.
No, I honestly, look, I'll level. I never even saw Tusk.
Good,
but
the theater we saw,
I liked Red State. I was kind of shocked at how good that was for him.
Yep.
Because it's out of his wheelhouse, too. Like, that's not what I would think he would do well. But he had that great performance from that old white bitch man in there. The guy who is the leader of the
You mean John Goodman?
No, the old dude. Something or other.
John Goodman was good in it, too. John Goodman is Goodman, dude.
Yeah.
He's good, man.
It's all good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably Red State.
Yeah, but other than that, excluding that, look, I'm not even a fan at this point of the first Jay and Silent Bob. I mean, so sorry. Like, I wasn't a fan of Clerks 3.
No.
Clerks 3?
Yeah. I wasn't a fan of Clerks 2.
Michael Parks.
A couple parts.
Is the old white bitch.
I didn't see part 3. 2 I saw, and I wasn't a fan aside from the little King Diamond moment and all the talking shit about Lord of the Rings.
Clerks is great and will remain great, and now it's with 90s nostalgia, it's just fucking... There it is, right? Mallrats. I loved when it came out. It's a kind of horrible movie, but I love the movie because it's, you know, how comic book centric that was at that time. That shit was not in movies.
Wait, Clerks 3 hasn't been released yet.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I was thinking.
Never mind.
I was like, what? I go, but Jay and Silent Bob 3 has been out.
Isn't the reboot?
Yeah.
I think that's part 2.
I think you're right.
Fuck if I'm, dude, whatever.
But I'll tell you what it's not, too, was Cop Out. He did Cop Out.
He did.
With Bruce
Morgan.
Willis and Tracy Morgan, which was a disaster.
Probably the best cop buddy comedy since 48 Hours.
You want to talk about...
Wow. Oh, no, just kidding.
Disasters. WWE had WrestleMania over the weekend, and Tom Savini and his team did like some cool stuff with Alexa Bliss and The Fiend, which was one of the coolest, like, only horror-related things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they totally ruined the story, but Alexa Bliss had this cool fucking thing going on where she came out of this big jack-in-the-box. And she had this like black crown, like Maleficent, and it just started bleeding black from her head and just looked cool as fuck. But Tom Savini's been doing a lot of stuff in WWE, and that's a pretty cool thing because you get to see his mask pop up and stuff.
Okay.
That's kind of a cool crossover thing going on then.
Yeah. And going from something that I love to something that Rhett loves, A24 is developing a slasher film with the lead actress from Borat's daughter.
Good, good.
It's entitled Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
Mm-hmm. With exclamation marks or just the word?
Just the words.
Good A24. Yeah, exclamation marks would be, that would be too insistive.
But yeah, that's really all it says about it, other than it's a secret slasher film being done by A24. 2AM's David Hinojosa is on board to produce, and that's all it says.
Hmm. He did a movie called 2AM?
I'm guessing it's like the production company. It's probably like 2 a.m. productions.
Oh, it's 2 a.m. plus A24, dude. What do you get with that?
You get a 2 a.m. 24 a.m.
We got that. Busted that out. Told you. No, I was asking. I wasn't trying to be a dick.
Got him.
Got him.
Yeah. And that's all the news.
Cool, dude. Well, everything's slightly opening up in our part of the... our part of the world, which scares me a little bit, but cautiously optimistic that we'll get back to some sort of normal coming up here soon.
Yep. BTS is taking over the world. Their record label just bought one of the biggest labels in the US. They own Taylor Swift now and Garth Brooks.
And Stained.
Yeah. No. Just Aaron Lewis.
Aaron Lewis. God, can you imagine
just the
that?
Money of Stained.
Can you imagine that being part of the deal? You're like, oh, fuck.
It's like, we'll take Aaron Lewis, but leave the rest of that. We only want the country part of this.
You can,
Aaron Lewis has a country album.
That's what I'm saying. You can take Taylor Swift, but you also have to take Aaron Lewis, and the fucking record company's like,
give us Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks is kind of the country part.
I really like that. No, they got, it's like all country. Basically, every country artist that's like a name artist.
What if they started doing fucking, K-pop country.
Just wait. Just wait for that BTS Taylor Swift crossover.
Speaking of which, we didn't even mention it. What did you guys think of that whole Lil Nas X
Satan shoes?
Satan shoes, dude.
I want a pair.
Yeah. I want a pair of them shoes for my views. Tell you what, I'll make you a pair with my own blood.
Look, I want a pair, but I want to crack open an infant skull. Drain the adrenochrome.
Oh, you want adrenochrome in your shoes.
I want adrenochrome shoes.
Yeah.
I want me and QAnon to get together and create with Elon Musk the adrenochrome shoes.
And you know it's going to be.
They make you live forever.
It's going to be like those Nike pumps, but he's going to have a needle in the shoe.
Right,
so
your
you
neck.
Just pump it and it like fills you full of the adrenochrome.
Fuck yeah.
Little dose.
Tell me that wouldn't be better. But see, kind of stuff would be on it though, right? So what kind of symbology? So maybe like pizza for Pizzagate, little pizza slices.
Yeah.
Maybe like a little.
You got to have those symbols with the small triangle inside the big triangle.
That black and white picture of like a grainy one of Hillary Clinton on the inner sole.
Definitely like a NAMBLA logo.
Yeah.
NAMBLA, yeah.
On the sole of the other shoe is like Weinstein hanging.
Hmm. Dope. No, they don't want to acknowledge
Actually, this is sounding like a pretty good shoe at this point. Honestly.
We need a sponsor.
You could have like the pedophile island, logo.
Instead of the Jordan fucking dunk, it's the pedophile island. Jesus.
On the bottom, it'll just say Epstein didn't kill himself. which he didn't. But it wasn't only Democrats had something to gain. It was basically all of them.
No, I think the shoes are cool. I think Lil Nas X is basically like the new Marilyn Manson. He knows how to stir up controversy. He knows how to create a headline. And it's working for him. Good job.
Yeah. Although they're not making the actual shoes anymore.
So. No, because they got sued. Then why would you just go?
Well, imagine the scarcity, though. Those are going to fucking skyrocket.
They did sell a few of them. So can you imagine the fellas did get them? And the funny part is that not like part of the lawsuit was that they had
Nike
to have
was pissed, yeah.
Nike. One of the stipulations they said was that they had to have a voluntary buyback from the people that purchased them. And I'm like,
No one is gonna sell them back. Yeah, it's like, wait, there's only 500 made and like 12 of them went out. Yeah, buddy, I'm gonna sit on these for a while.
Yep. I mean, you don't have to sit on them for a while, dude. Like you'll make a mint now.
Right now, hell yeah.
All right, well, we're gonna take a quick break. Come back and talk about a movie. Yas. Queen to continue Monster Month, dude.
Monster Month.
Wait. Hey, Matt.
Sorry.
Is what?
Rhett's a white nationalist.
That doesn't even hit not, the same, dude. Good. That's fine.
Doesn't.
Right?
I don't even see how dumb it is?
Yeah,
it's see well, how I mean, fucking no, dumb?
But like, yeah, it's dumb because I'm not the one traveling to multiple states with three other white guys with beards.
What does that have to do? One.
Well, I don't know. What does it have to do
with? One of the guys didn't have a beard. I traveled to one state with one guy.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, dude, yeah. Look, again, I'll go through it again. The probability of just being flanked by three other white guys is just like appalling. Just like, why? Why did you let this happen? How did this happen? There's not like, what are the chances? You're from San Diego, and it's like, let me go meet up with these white dudes. Like, it's fucking. And then it's like, hey, Green Room is a fucking masterpiece, bro. They fucking, it talks shit about white supremacy. See, they fuck said, fuck you, Nazi people. That means they don't said, like
fuck
it.
Fuck you, Nazi people.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Nazi folks.
Exactly.
I think that's a
song,
right?
Yeah, we'll play the show there because we need money, but fuck you. Bullshit.
Fuck off, Nazi people.
Exactly. And yes, fuck off, Nazi people. By the way,
Nazi persons.
Can
you tell these dumb fuckers about Patreon, my dude?
Sure can, man. So, you know, over the last year, a lot of things have sucked. We've come to appreciate the things that are most important in our lives. You know, money's not necessarily one of those things. Things like friends and family and actually getting to enjoy yourself. And you know what we do? We allow you to enjoy yourself by putting out this motherfucking show every week. Since money's not so important and appreciating things are, how about you appreciate us some of that money by going to patreon.com/whogoesthere podcast so we can continue doing this show, because there's a lot of old white bitches out there that don't want us to keep doing this, and we need all the help we can get.
Basically, if you're Patreon, you have the NFT of this show.
Right. Yeah. Right,
right.
More like the NFD.
It's like the OnlyFans of ugly, shitty podcasters.
There you go.
There you go.
You know, you want to see our fucking tits? Go to patreon.com/whogoesthere podcast.
You want to see our fucking tits?
You can see my fucking shit, and you get exclusive content.
I don't bonus see my episodes. Fucking shit. That's good.
Yeah.
Go to patreon.com/whogoesthere podcast
for some fucking shit.
You ever want to see some fucking shit?
Yeah, I got fucking shit. You want some fucking shit?
Dupe.
It's your fucking shit.
All right, so the Who Goes There podcast watched 1982's Q.
Q.
The Winged Serpent.
The Winged Anon.
Written and directed by Larry Cohen, starring Jared Carradine, Michael Moriarty, Candy Clark, Richard Roundtree, James Dixon, Malachi McCourt, Fred Scollet, Peter Hawk, Ron C., Mary Louise Weller, Bruce Carradine, John Capodice.
Capodice.
And a bunch of other motherfuckers you probably don't know.
I don't know half the motherfuckers you just said.
I know some of the motherfuckers I just said.
Me too.
Okay, Rhett.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the homie Q?
God damn. What a strange film. Hard on Collider, you done good. I mean, no, because
I done goofed.
I was looking up like obscure monster movies and this and that, and then this and one would pop up, and here it is. It's a fucking weird movie, right? And this is Larry Cohen. I looked up his credits. Among other things, he did a movie, a 1985 film called The Stuff.
The Stuff is pretty good.
Right, and so this movie has like some satire. It has some super campy B-movie, obviously. It has a little bit of sleaze. And then it has what's that fucker's name? Bruce what?
Carradine.
Bruce Carradine.
Not Bruce.
Or David Carradine.
David Carradine.
Excuse me.
Bruce Carradine.
Bruce Campbell. Yeah. Bruce Campbell. No, it has David Carradine like actually turning in a really kind of solid performance and playing it straight. He's kind of like the straight man.
Yeah, but almost like it doesn't belong in this movie.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Which
right.
is why yeah. I like it better. Yeah. And then it has fucking Richard Roundtree. Who has some great looking suits and shit. He has like a fucking, he's got like a plaid shirt on with a green blazer. and he's very forceful. And then it's trying to do so much stuff. And then it has this Michael Moriarty guy.
Dude.
who turns in one of the most
Oscar,
most bizarre, eccentric performances of that decade, if not ever.
And it's let's break that down in a little bit, but like we should
I don't know if I like the movie, but I know it tried to. It obviously had a limited budget, and it's claymation dinosaur animal Quetzalcoatl. They couldn't really show it very much, so and it felt like it's doing what Jaws does with showing people kicking from the camera underneath them, but it's doing it from the sky where they're like on a rooftop and it's just spinning, you know, and it's a fucking odd movie, but there's fun to be had. I had fun with it.
So I obviously do not like this film. I think it's mostly
this is what he does.
I think it's mostly trash.
Well,
and clearly, not in like a fun way.
You act like that's a bad thing.
It is in this case. Dude, if we could have had a movie with that was about a flying serpent. That showed a flying serpent less than Q, the flying serpent, the winged serpent, I would be impressed. Bro, I know they were trying to do the fucking Jaws thing where they're just like showing you a little bit of the thing.
Well, Jaws is a fucking all-time great
masterpiece. Yeah. By, you know, well, not by comparison, just in general.
Yeah.
But some of the stuff that's happened in this movie, dude, like the fucking Q will swoop down on a dude, but I love these things. That's the thing. I love when the construction worker gets yeeted off the top of the building. But
and he's all claymation.
Yeah, dude.
He looks like the California Raisins.
Yeah,
it's a security guard on a California Raisins.
Though. It's fucked up and I kind of fucking love this movie, man.
Yeah.
Because I hate it.
He just flip-flops.
No.
He's double-talking.
I hate it.
He's all, no, I hate it. I love it.
I hate it.
That's what I'm saying. Like when Sophia initially, she watched it with me when I watched it again.
Believe again?
Yeah, man.
I watched it twice.
Yeah, because the first time I watched it, I was doing all this shit for work and I had it on in the background and would stop every now and then and be like, what? What? Like the piano scene with Michael Moriarty and shit. But
dude, yeah. Well, anywho, Matt, what'd you think of Q?
Oh, this movie's delightful. I may even go as far as to say this film is a cinematic masterpiece. I watched it twice. I got Ollie to watch it. The scene where he's playing the piano should have won an Oscar for best musical composition and best score. That very much reminded me of Rhett. I can see Rhett doing that exact thing. Away, evil dreams.
That's good.
Yeah.
You can't fake that kind of shit.
Nah, he's not faking the funk. He brought it. He brought it all
stick it in your brain.
Yeah, just stick it in your brain. Your little tiny small brain.
Dope.
Yeah, like he did not have a script for that. There's no way he wanted to say shove it up your fucking ass.
So what? Like, what do you think that like? So that character is played as somebody who's severely autistic, right?
Rhett?
Because he's got like aversion to like loud noises and he's
what's like, actually, I'm afraid of everything, but I'm not afraid of heights.
I took it as he's an eccentric, narcissistic person who's an addict. Like he's an ex-junkie.
You're right, dude. It is red.
Yeah.
See, I was
I'm not particularly narcissistic, believe it or not.
I am.
I only check four boxes of 10. I didn't
get that from him.
I only check four boxes of 10 on the thing. I do check four boxes.
The fact that he checked to see how narcissistic he was.
Yeah, it's part of my abnormal.
It's pretty narcissistic.
No, it's abnormal psychology. Like you took the class and then you have to, if personality.
My class, disorders, I took a class. My classes.
Like, yeah. Personality disorders, most people check some boxes on all of them. But it's if you have clusters that determine whether or not you have the thing. You
got clusters in your brain, homie.
Exactly.
Yeah, in your stupid little brain.
But that's what I am is very solipsistic, and that's different.
Very what?
Solipsistic.
Very what?
I tend to think that much doesn't really actually go on outside my own head.
Yeah. Solipsism. Look it up.
Yeah, it's dope.
That, I wouldn't even know how to spell Quetzalcoatl.
Who cares about that shit, though? But yeah, I think he is a good candidate for one of the most autistic protagonist
and
on film.
And I don't mean that, and I don't mean like in a negative way. I think that the guy is actually supposed to be pretty autistic because they're like his behavior.
That's the driest fucking delivery.
As he throws on this hat, dude, what is this fucking hat?
What?
You look, I'm going to say it.
Looks tight.
You look like you've got some views.
He has a hat got on.
Some views.
See? And it says horror movies.
Yeah. Right there.
Where did you get it?
I got it from Drew Marvick.
In what state?
In Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ah, and then what state did you travel back to?
To San Diego.
No.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, did you go from San Diego then to fucking Colorado?
Yes.
Fucking scumbag.
I did.
No wonder, dude. My wife had good reason to be scared. Scared of your fucking strain of COVID.
Well, here I am now.
Well, you know.
Eating your bread. Infecting you with my views. But yeah. No, this movie was great, dude. Like, it started right away with that fucking dude just getting his head eaten, the window washer. And then it didn't stop. It just kept fucking.
God, that was snatching. That was a great fucking intro.
You're saying it didn't stop, but it stopped multiple times for a long time.
No, dude. When it stopped, you had Michael Moriarty acting autistic.
Yes. No, see the Michael Moriarty stuff. Good. But the stuff with fucking David Carradine, I'm like, bro.
Dude, David Carradine's playing it is fucking great.
And like, it's not good.
Here's my file on Quetzalcoatl.
Yeah.
So you suspended disbelief.
Dude,
Maybe you should read the fucking file.
Brother, yeah. he believes like right off the fucking bat. It's crazy.
Well, because
he's like, yeah, there's a winged serpent hanging around New York.
He's hella into birds, though, dude. That's the whole point of it.
He's hella like, into birds, so why wouldn't he believe
well,
in
he's
it?
Walking around, he's like, I've become a bit of an amateur bird watcher lately.
You know what that's called, dude?
Ornithology.
Ornithologist.
Bitch. I know big words.
Solipsism.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I think you made that up.
You did not.
I'd like to have made it up.
Well, in solipsism,
I would have made it up, and you guys are just repeating it.
We're just
what?
Damn!
Right?
Fucking went hard on that.
That's fucking. There's one person, which is probably me, will appreciate that.
I don't even know what the fuck. Because
that's more.
Well, you are enjoying it through us. Enjoying it, exactly. Of course. Yeah.
You guys don't know. You're just a figment of my imagination.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not that you're not real, it's that real isn't real.
If I'm a figment of your imagination, you got a pretty fucking boring imagination.
Get out of here.
Yeah, can you imagine if your consciousness thought up of Matt Smith? You're like, well, this guy's just going to fucking be off work for 3 years.
If like the extent of your imagination is that you get together with us fucking jagoffs to discuss, to discuss a horror
Sincerely,
movie.
I find you very entertaining. No, very entertaining. Very, very... engaging, outgoing. You piss me off sometimes.
Good.
Right. You're very funny. Uh-huh. I mean, obviously, you're very funny. I mean, seriously, I'm being completely fucking serious. I listen to the show. I'm like, he's really funny. He's really quick. And you're like regular funny. Yeah, like,
I'm almost there.
You're not like you're retarded and autistic funny. You're like, oh, he's actually trying to be funny and he is.
Oh, like I'm trying to be funny though. That's the thing. I'm trying. I'm working at it.
Well, you're succeeding.
It doesn't just come naturally.
It does come naturally.
That's what you're saying.
But you're when you make a joke, your intention is to make people laugh, which is a good idea.
Isn't that the whole point?
Not to me.
Do you think this movie?
I only make people laugh by accident. Huh?
Do you think this movie was made to make people laugh?
I think a little bit. Yeah. No. To talk about the film, the movie is it knows it's a B movie. Yeah. It knows it's schlocky. That doesn't mean it's automatically fucking great, but to answer your question, yeah, I think it knew people would laugh at it.
Because there's that part, like, after he was playing the piano where he starts walking out of the bar and David Carradine goes, hey, it sounds pretty good to me. And he's like, yeah, what the fuck does that mean? He's just like, which, walks out. I'm like, damn, what a fucking New Yorker thing to say.
That fucking piano scene, dude, I think...
That's probably the best scene in the movie.
Well, it's not only the best scene in a movie, but it's like fucking lightning in a bottle, dude. Like that piano scene is hands down one of the most bizarre and well put together fucking crazy scenes I think I've ever watched.
It's funny that you say that because like, did you look at like any of the history of this movie?
No.
So basically, Larry Cohen was in New York doing another movie called like I, the Jury or something. And he got fired from that movie and he didn't want to waste the hotel room that he had. So he's basically like, well, fuck, I'm in New York. I'm going to throw a movie together. And within like a week, he came up with a script and just hired a bunch of shit and just cobbled this movie together out of nowhere.
That seems about right.
So like the fact that like a lot Roger of this Corman stuff style. Seems improvised probably is. Like I read that a lot of this was recorded guerrilla with like no permits or anything. So like a lot of the stuff probably like the piano scene, the what's it, Michael Moriarty. He said that that was like something he'd composed and worked out, and I'm like, there's no fucking, dude, there's no fucking well, way, you know, bro.
What's kind of wild about that scene is like the musicianship in that scene is kind of fucking okay.
Well, people, you say that because you know about syncopation. You know, you were in drumline in high school, and you know, like, yeah. And of course, he does some nice little runs.
Yeah, you know, dude. Syncopation, no breathing.
Syncopation, no breathing. Yeah. Suck on the dick because I catch my fun. Never mind.
There it is. Because he catches his what?
No. As I catch the cum sneezing.
There it is. There it is. And that's what he does.
That's what he does.
Where was I?
You were talking about syncopation.
Syncopation is...
No breathing.
For solipsistic syncopation.
Oh, wow.
Is when there's gaps in the rhythm, like... da ba da 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 ba. Ba da da ba ba da 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 ba 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 cha 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 ta ta.
Sicka de ba 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 sicka de ba ba sicka de ba ba the sucking on dick.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like well. That. So. What do you think of the creature design itself?
It's fucked. It's
hard to get a clear shot of the fucking thing.
Dude, when they actually start showing like the head, you know, the last like 10 minutes of it, I'm like, wow. The Clash of the Titans. This is not.
No, that's well, it's not Ray Harryhausen. No,
dude, it's not. Rough.
It's not Jason the Argonaut and shit.
No, it's bad.
Yeah. You know what else is crazy? Because this is 1982, and I'm just thinking, like, how was this marketed? Like, because this is up against, not up against, I didn't look at the release date either, but I think 82, I'm thinking E.T.
Right.
Came out like Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan,
uh-huh.
You know, and it's like, look at this fucking weird ass movie.
Yeah. With David Carradine, no less.
David Carradine.
Who was coming off Fu, of Kung Fu, right?
Kung Fu and fucking Richard Roundtree from Shaft in the 70s. It's just, it's a very, again, just a very strange fucking movie. I was mentioning, Matt, how this came out in 82, the same year as E.T. and fucking like Star Trek II. And, but yeah, it had $1 million budget. And it made about 500,000. So it made half of its $1 million budget. So it's just...
Jesus Christ. So David Carradine filmed the first run of Kung Fu from 1972 to 1975. And then went along to do Death Race in 1975. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
1, 2, 3, 4,
about 20
five,
movies
six.
Before
you
Q.
You forgot to do it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
11.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
I love you so much.
Jesus Christ.
That guy's fucking great.
Dude, this movie's fucking wild, man. What do you think of the fucking creature design?
So here's the thing.
It's like a flaccid dick.
I honestly loved it.
I loved it because it
really hit that nostalgia spot for me where like all the movies that you would watch from back then, like Clash of the Titans,
but
this movie made me think of,
so we were just saying that this is not Ray Harryhausen.
Did you ever watch Baby Secret of the Lost Legend?
Ew.
Oh, yes, with the brontosaurus.
So for some reason, this made me think of that fucking brontosaurus today. And I'm like, damn, I can't believe I still remember that movie. But like it lands in that weird claymation where like it wasn't good, but they were starting to make advancements in it.
Oh, that was good.
But then when David Carradine is drawing the serpent and it looks like some bootleg Trogdar.
Dude, it looks like Trogdar the Burninator, bro. I was tripping the fuck out, man.
Why are they making him draw this? Dude, it looks so terrible.
My favorite line from David Carradine in this entire fucking thing, and he goes, what? You've never tossed a melon off a 40-story building before? And I'm like, you
all the time.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
It's funny because he makes that comment, but then like later when they're shooting fucking submachine guns out of the windows of like the Sears Tower. Straight up
Uzis, bro.
Like they were shooting
out of the Chrysler building, right?
Yeah, yeah. And and fucking the shells were actually falling like 80 stories to the floor.
Yeah.
And they were luckily getting caught in like a canopy, and they wanted to film people's actual reactions to these shells hitting the ground. And like, I forgot where I was going with this because we were talking about something literally just a second ago.
David Carradine. Melon falling from a building.
Melon, yeah. So he's like dropping the fucking melon 40. I'm not even stoned right now either.
Well, that's probably, sure, look at, that's probably the issue.
He was talking about, you know, dropping the melon 40 stories and then the head would fucking explode. But meanwhile, they're actually dropping shells 80 floors, and had that canopy not been there, that could have just like,
well, and then that nose. Little throwaway line, and they're like, we got to use tracer rounds. We want to see the trajectory of like, of what?
No,
of your own bullets. Yes. Like what?
I wanted to write down throwaway lines, but it was just so rapid. It's just like, the I whole was thing. Like, fuck. That's why I have to say, if you're into B movies and oddities from the 80s that you may not have seen or heard of, then yeah, you got to give this one a shot, you know? But
dude, and let's not forget, dude, beyond Q, the Winged Serpent, there's a whole fucking subplot
about the fucking ritual killing, the
ritual magic shit, dude,
badass.
which is crazy, man. So you've got like,
yeah, Sophia's it's like two stories at the same time. Yeah,
it's an A plot and a B plot.
That's exactly right.
Which happens in movies, but the way it feels is very jarring. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's two movies. Cuts,
when they handle the ritual sacrificial stuff, it's just like there's no like gentle segue into it. It's just like, oh, here is this other stuff just thrown in there. And when I saw that part, I was thinking of like, it was either like A Nightmare on Elm Street or, I don't know, the fucking Santa Claus or something, where they were like, he's being believed into existence again. Like, mm-hmm. He's being prayed into existence.
Whoa, which is, again, that's kind of like the NFT thing, right? So
no, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
It's all conceptual. It's imaginary.
Yeah. Well, even that opening scene, man, when they're talking about like the jewelry heist.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking, I go, dude, tell me that Quentin Tarantino didn't get some,
oh, dude, well, and again,
some little bit of influence from this scene.
Bong Joon-ho was influenced by this when he made The Host.
Yeah, I could see. You know what? I could really see that with its shifting around it, because it's combining several types of film. Mm-hmm. It is again a campy B film. However, it has moments of like kind of effective satire, you know, and also there is like, it's a really strange idea to have like this this criminal, this sucker ass criminal as your protagonist.
Sucker ass criminal.
And that's kind of like a Bong Joon-ho type thing too.
I liked him. Yeah. He was like a lovable loser.
Well, that's why she liked him too. But then she's like, take a walk. Take a walk.
There's she wanted everybody to take a walk.
Look, dude.
Well, yeah.
Everybody should take a walk.
Well, that's why she lets him stay there so she can tell him to take a walk whenever she wants.
Dude, and I know how this goes. There's even moments where I'm like, I feel terrible for her when she's like, well, at least you're not throwing any fists tonight. And I'm like,
yeah, at least. If that's like the bare minimum at which you're willing to accept in order to be happy in a relationship, like you need to set your bar a little bit higher.
The writing of women in this film is unfortunately kind of fucked, like totally fucked.
They have shows the one how, girl that just like flops her tits out just to get a fucking swoop.
Well, you know, dude, I thought all about you during that part though.
You're like, great. That's gratuitous boobies. That's what I want.
Well, and she's on a rooftop and it's like, this is unlike anything I've ever seen. Standing
on a rooftop ready to fall.
Standing on a roof. That's no, I'm not gonna. I'm not
joining. Standing on a rooftop ready to fall.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Not joining in on that. I don't know what is the lyrics.
I don't hate you. You like that one?
You like Rise Against, huh?
Dude, that Revolutions per album record, that first, that's actually the second record, but that shit was good. He's not going to
and continue.
Don't worry.
I might, dude. I put a mark in.
Yes.
QAnon.
Topless ladies getting plucked from the sky. From rooftop.
She gets plucked.
Yeah.
How you breathing now?
So
Oh yeah, I texted you guys about this. Out of
the pool.
Whoa. You guys are down to go see Disturbed. If they come to town,
down with the sickness, bro.
I want to do a Patreon episode where we do a track by track review of the concert. Like, how did this song?
You're expecting a lot of attention out of me, and I don't know that I can commit to that much attention.
Maybe I need to like go see bad bands and do track by track. Fucking,
can we just do the album?
Clowning the band.
You go right ahead.
Can we do the album? I will do a review of the album.
You do that.
Well, the album, I wanted to do Trapped's entire discography because apparently they have like six albums. So imagine like getting deep into Trapped.
I would rather not.
Like six albums of them.
You know what, dude? I'm down. Are you down?
Yeah.
He's not. I'm down.
Okay.
I'm down.
Fuck yeah. We can watch Walking Dead and listen to Trapped.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You just turned him into a horse.
It's fucking the dopamine like, rush from his head.
Trapped in Walking Dead.
That's what it took. That's what it took to get him all autistic. It doesn't take you. Ooh. It takes Trapped in the Walking Dead to get my goat up.
Damn. Because well, you're ahead of the curve as usual. That's the thing.
Yeah.
This has already been around 40 years. You're like, you're looking 40 years in the future.
Yeah, catch up to me, motherfucker. Yeah.
Catch up to me in 2003.
Yo, by the way, did you hear Cash Me Outside? How about that? She's got her OnlyFans up.
Does she?
She made the most money in 24 hours than anybody else on OnlyFans.
She's about to catch that cum inside, if you know what I mean.
I'm sorry, what?
Catch me inside.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Dope.
I mean, like, cool for her, I guess. Well, yeah, but has she seen QAnon the Winged Serpent?
QAnon the Winged Retard.
So I feel like, too, I don't want to just assume everyone knows this, but a lot of people do. But, like, you know, I think it's cool. It's a cool idea to me to QAnon? Use the mythology. No. Well, yes, actually. I just don't think that Trump being the savior and Democrats, the idea that they're like, that there's this cabal of fucking people like having orgies and human trafficking.
There
is
a cabal.
And killing children.
Mortal Kombat. Like, there's cabal in Mortal Kombat.
It was also in, I almost said Hatebreed. Nightbreed.
Hatebreed.
Bad.
No, but
that white nationalist.
Totally. Totally.
Hatebreed is total white
nationalist. It totally is. It fucking totally is. No, but yeah, I think, you know, Quetzalcoatl is actual Aztec mythology and all that.
It's actually pronounced Quetzalcoatl.
I don't want anything to do with that.
Not anymore, because people couldn't spell it. I liked him better when he was called Quetzalcoatl Bandits.
Wait, that's you.
Dude. So, I got to share this real quick. Growing up Mormon.
He doesn't get it.
Growing up Mormon. No, I don't. Growing up Mormon, part of their belief system was that when Jesus got resurrected, which is, you already got to believe that part, right? But when he got resurrected, he left and went to the Americas and appeared.
Just hung out.
He appeared to the Americas, yeah, to the Native Americans.
He just hung out.
Right. So according to the Mormons, they're like Quetzalcoatl was Christ. So feathered serpent equals Christ visiting the Americas.
Yeah,
Makes perfect sense, right? Yeah,
totally.
Did Jesus wear feathers?
Dude, he was showing up in a psychedelic fucking dream coat, dude. Like, of feathers and
of course,
a bird mask.
Technicolor dream coat?
Yeah, so...
He's just fucking hiding eggs everywhere, just weirding everybody out.
So, yeah, I watched this too, and I get like...
Look at that big-ass omelet.
All that shit rummaging around in my head.
Yeah, maybe they were like, yeah, he was awful hairy, but he was also laying eggs everywhere, so he, like, had to have been a bird, right?
And that's where the Easter Bunny comes from, dude.
Yeah. Jesus, the Easter Bunny, Quetzalcoatl, they're all one and the same.
And then, like, I was also thinking, you know RoboCop, the commercials? Like, it has the dinosaur with the 6,000 SUX?
Yeah, obviously.
Right. And
6,000 sucks.
That's why it's called that.
Because it now sucks. Now you got it. Because the movie sucks.
We did a Patreon episode for RoboCop if you're interested.
Right there.
It obviously, Jorge and I are aware the movie does not suck.
Yeah,
well, Matt thinks like, it sucks. It's like, and that was not metagaming. However,
RoboCop, Ari Aster, and then like fucking.
He's like Q. He's like Q way up
and then,
here.
And then fucking Friday the 13th.
Yeah, right up here.
Right.
And then fucking Mutant Blast and then Green Room.
I mean, I don't hate your choices.
Wait, there. Mutant Blast is worse than Green Room for you?
I mean, in this context.
Oh, okay, in this story.
I don't know what he's saying anymore, but... so yeah, I bring that up because the silly claymation in that commercial, that satirical commercial, is better than the special effects.
Yeah, this special effects in this movie are fucking rough.
Yeah, but I mean, like, look at the time difference, bro. This is 1982.
Oh, I know. I'm saying it's supposed to look bad in RoboCop. The RoboCop had amazing special effects, but I'm saying in the commercial, it's supposed to be like some cheap-ass claymation. But this winged serpent
is tight.
No, it's not. It's not.
This, dude, I'm really glad you liked the movie. I think it's
and see, this is one
great
of those,
B movie.
This is one of those movies that, like, I remember always seeing at the video store, like, always. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, does anybody watch that? What is this movie?
Well, dude, and then the cover art is Boris Vallejo.
The cover art, it looks like a straight up like a fantasy novel from like ever.
Yeah, that's Boris Vallejo.
And Conan the Barbarian. And I go, well, you fucked it because first off. That ain't a winged serpent, a feathered serpent at all.
Nope, that's a dragon.
And this cover fucks way more
it's
than this entire
like,
fucking
it's kinda like,
movie.
It's kind of like the movie. It's like when you order something from Wish.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah. It's like, this is not what I ordered.
It's like, Mom, can we get Q the winged serpent? Sure, son. Winged serpent at home.
See, but then like...
That's why it's so subversive, though.
There was something I read that said that they thought that the movie underperformed. It was one of the more unappreciated movies of the 80s because... The cover made it look like it was sci-fi fantasy. And so, like, it was spun wrong and people didn't even bother giving it a chance.
I mean,
that's probably why I didn't watch it.
I can see that, but also this movie sucks. Like anybody coming...
If
like,
the cover showed a fucking dragon swooping a fucking dork out of a pool, I would have been all about it.
I swoop my dork out of the pool constantly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I usually swoop my dork on the toilet seat, but...
Hell...
You know, I heard that can clog your pipes, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been talking a lot about fucking clogged pipes.
Well, yeah. My,
you got a problem with
my plumbing is pretty garbage.
Mm.
Yeah. Although I will say this, when I was watching this movie, I kept thinking about Q-mongus on Discord, and I'm like, oh, that homie Q.
Q. Right.
I like Q-mongus.
He's good peeps.
He's one of the good ones.
Yeah, he's one of the fun shit starters.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cue the winged serpent.
Yeah. Good. I think it's the best entrant in Monster Month so far.
Fuck.
Wow.
Off.
I would say Nightbreed.
Nightbreed is way fucking better, dude.
I had more fun with Q. Nightbreed is a better movie, but I had more fun with Q.
Because
Nightbreed was drawn out. Dude.
I can't wait for you guys to see Vampire's Kiss eventually too, because if you know.
What's crazy about fucking Monster Month is it's been like shit, shit, shit.
And then we have little monsters.
King Kong fucking versus Godzilla.
Yeah, little monsters,
I really love the choices we have.
I love it.
We covered like, you know, we got a sky monster. We got the fucking ocean creature rapist from the Black Lagoon. We got fucking...
True that.
They're trying to have duck sex all the time and fucking... And then we got Nightbreed, which is like a fucking, you know,
yeah. it's a fucking dystopian nightmare.
We got the water
monster,
the sky monster, the graveyard monster, the under the bed monster, and then we got the
giant monster.
Then
we got the giant monsters. It's pretty good.
We're covered. We got land, air, sea, and under
we
the
didn't,
bed.
We didn't do like fucking Jaws and fucking.
Dude, we went 70s, 70s, 80s, 80s.
That's when
70s.
Little Monsters is like 90s.
70s, like right 70s, 80s, 90s, 2021.
Yeah.
It was early 80s, 1990, early 80s, 90.
Now we'll be 89 or 90 for fucking
was
Little
it
89? Monsters. Yeah, right around there.
It's
a lot of neon.
And then 2021. We should just do the Matthew Broderick Godzilla instead.
Oof. Ooh, no. Yeah.
Dude,
that one with the
not for anything except that Rage Against the Machine song. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that movie.
What about the fucking Wallflower song, though, dude? That's good, too.
One headline.
No, it's not that one.
We could be heroes. They did it way better than David Bowie.
For just one day.
Fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Robert Fripp played the fucking guitar.
You know what? Just because you said that, I'm going to throw my Best of Bowie CD out the window on the freeway on the way home.
Well, that would be, I'll fucking tell a cop to look out for someone so they can get you for literally.
And he'll be like, you know what? Good, because that Wallflowers version was better.
It's not better.
Yeah.
Not better.
George knows.
It's really not better.
But better than David Bowie version?
Yeah.
That's not true.
No, that's totally that's really true. Bad for you to that's say not that. True. Not true. I might say that the Nirvana Unplugged is better, the Man Who Sold the World, than the Bowie one. But that is, I like the percussion is. in the Bowie one a lot better. But it's kind of better when it's sparse and not as busy.
You're better when you're sparse and not as busy.
No, I don't agree with that.
That's not true. No, he's best at his busiest.
Right. Mm. Yeah, I agree.
Same as me.
On this show, yeah. In life, probably not. No, but in life, probably true.
Yeah, you're no, the same shit. Same.
Yeah. Playing drums, same thing too. Like, he needs to be busy. Let him do it. This is what he does.
That's what he does.
Who are we talking about?
I don't know. But next week, we're going to be talking about what now? Little Monsters?
Little Monsters.
Little Motherfucking. I forgot Howie Mandel's in that fucking movie.
Chris will hopefully be back.
Is he?
Howie Mandel is the monster.
Howie Mandel will hopefully be sitting in that seat over
Fred
there.
Fred Savage's little brother. Howie Mandel is a huge germaphobe, so that's weird.
I can't wait to look for
it's pretty like maybe he was right.
I can't wait to look for what Hollywood hidden Illuminati adrenochrome narrative is hidden in this film.
Oh, that's gonna be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, just getting real fucking weird with it just to kind of piss off Chris.
Oh, dude, it's gonna be good.
Yeah, I feel like it's gonna be good.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be good.
All right, dumb fucks. We'll be back next week when we talk about Little Monsters. You'll probably hate us afterwards, but, you know.
We're used to it.
Can you not call the audience
our
dumb
fucks? Our listenership
has
been going down since September.
Since September.
Don't even
Boy,
say
you're
that.
Going hard.
Don't even tell them that.
Bro, you're going hard
some
tonight.
Fucking hobbit-looking guy said that. And it's not true. I want you guys to know.
George is thinking about all the stuff that he should edit but won't.
But I won't.
Well, what can you do?
I can say good night to everybody. Have a good night.
Good
Have
night.
A good day. Have a good drive. If you're listening to us at work, turn us down a little bit.
Too late now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that QAnon shit. You're probably on the list.
Yeah. Hate your fucking guts, you old white bitch.
Bye, Sophia.
Bye, Sophia. Oh, somebody said hello, Sophia, in this movie. You missed it.
I did miss it.
Did they?
Fully on said hello, Sophia.
Damn, I missed it.
Yep.
Well, that's good because we don't say hello, Sophia. We say hi, Sophia.
Yeah. I know.
The fuck does that mean?
Fuck did you say to me, little kid?
Yeah, what do I know?
You okay, Matt?
Yeah. Fucking great.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.